This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So this is almost like the classic electromagnetic problem where things stop working when the UFO is close by.
As it disappears,
it gets better. Did you have a mechanical, an SLR camera, a film camera that's just not digital, but purely mechanical?
You are so funny because that's the biggest lesson I came off of this case with is a good old-fashioned disposable Walmart.
Exactly.
I have the fanciest friggin' equipment on the planet.
Some of my best shots have come with a box camera.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, continue. This is, it's so rare for someone with the kind of experience you have in the field to actually have a witness that says, get over here right now. I know that feeling, and it's really exciting when you can get a real-time report and then, you know, hop up on your roof or jump in your car. I think this is great. So continue on. You got a few shots as it's leaving. What happened next?
Well, I realized the camera was back on, so I started testing my other equipment, and it was the first time that it hit me this wasn't battery drain. It's almost like it was jammed or frozen, but it just wasn't working, and now all of a sudden everything was back online. You know, so I'm remembering this in my head thinking I need to remember, but I was still nervous with the equipment and still wanted to run some tests. So I remember picking up my tri-field. I'm going to change the batteries on it anyway. The backing has those little screws in it that you have to take out. So I'm literally unscrewing the back of this, and all of a sudden, I don't even know why I said this, but I turned around. I said, anybody else feel like you're being watched? And I said, and I don't mean from up here. And it was at right after I said that, because I don't remember a reply, but it was right then I felt this fear, and it wasn't like I got nervous or fight or flight. There was all of a sudden this feeling that was pounded into us. It was physical. It was devastating. It just was pushed right on us. And every single cell in my body was terrified, period. I just turned and started running. I don't know why I did that. Nobody was nervous. We were excited. We just saw this humongous friggin' triangle go over our heads. This is what we do. We're very excited at this point. But now I'm running as fast as I can, absolutely as fast as I can. When I turned to run, I do remember seeing the witness turn the exact same time, same direction, and he started running. He was off to my right-hand side when we did do this turn and started running, and I just remember running, and then all of a sudden I hit a brick wall. I mean, physically, bam, and stopped dead in my tracks, and I was shocked. You know, again, it hurt. It was shocking. You're very confused, disoriented, but I didn't hit a wall. It was the witness. He had stopped in front of me, and I ran right into him. I remember at that point him saying, what the F was that? He had a halogen flashlight in his left hand, and he took his arm and he swung it to the left, and not 6 feet from us is this little being about 3.5 foot tall that almost looked like the classic gray, not quite, close, almost looked like that classic gray. And I remember thinking, oh my God, it's not that cute little Roswell alien. And the next thing I knew, we were running. And everybody was just booking the other investigator. I hadn't seen her until we had gotten to the truck. We all jumped in the truck. We bolted out of that cornfield. We end up back in his driveway. We all get out of the truck, and nobody's saying anything. I just remember breaking the silence by kind of giggling a little thing. And I just said, what the heck was that? I'm like, oh my gosh. I looked at the other investigator and said, you guys, we can't talk about this. I told her to call the state director because now the investigators have just become witnesses. This has gotten out of hand. It's bigger than us. We need other people to come in because we can't talk about this anymore.
So if you become part of the episode, part of the case, at that point, it's kind of like they do on crime procedurals.
You recuse yourself.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I continued to investigate, but not until we had other people on. The Tennessee State Director was on this, but Max Mitchell also came down immediately. Like Max Mitchell, I'm sorry, Eddie Middleton, the Tennessee State Director, was there immediately. He was there the very next day. We all were, obviously, this friggin' thing. But yes, I was no longer the lead on this. Other people took over the investigation. However, I stayed involved because I wasn't going anywhere, not after what had just happened to us. But it was after we got out of the vehicles, that first thing is I can't remember when that fear left. I can't describe to you guys what that kind of terror felt like. It was physical. I have a knot in my stomach talking about it now. After all these years, that fear is brutal.
I remember when I was 7 years old, my experience when those beings turned sideways to the street light and came through like pieces of paper, like they had no depth. I know that fear.
Yeah. I believe it was something put on us. Whatever was going on that evening, we were not supposed to be in the middle of that cornfield. I think it's the only way they could get us out. And that's the best I could come up with. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on because I did leave that scene and that event. And two things I still will say today. One, bullcrap. Nobody gets everything in one night. The most perfect triangle and a little being, there was something in my gut telling me something was off that night. That I can't shake. I have that feeling from my gut. However, nothing came from that. But we were back in the cornfield. I can't remember when the fear left. And then, of course, my next question was, why the heck did we run? It didn't even make sense, guys, because this witness in this very vast area of, you know, nothing but farmland and pastures and the closest neighbors 8 miles down the road type of, you know, situation they lived. When we first got there into the cornfield, we get out of the truck, kind of, you know, pulling the back down so I can set up my equipment. And he pulls out this huge shotgun. And I kind of looked at him like, oh. And I remember him saying, no, Chase, no. I'm not a serial killer or anything. He said, we have a problem with coyotes out here, and, you know, this is for the protection. He reached over the tailgate and put the gun further back, but within reach. This isn't a guy who's used to running. He didn't say, if we see some coyotes running across the field, you girls jump up here. He brought a gun because this is the mentality. You don't dial 911 in this area. You take care of it. And then if you need the police to come, that's when you dial it. For all of us to run out of that cornfield, I still don't understand it. I'm not a runner. I'm tenacious. You know, I love to kick doors down. So, you know, there's not a lot of intimidation that would be described in my character. So
Too bad you didn't have a stinger.
Right?
Well, this leads me to some questions from Honeypot. He's saying, well, you know, why not just accept or suggest that this is being done by some humans that have the ability to project this technology at night? You know that the military and other developers of this technology have powerful psychological weapons, psychotronic type weapons for use at nighttime, that you would be a perfect target to spread the word about UFOs. And he's suggesting, or she's suggesting, that someone targeted you to demonstrate this technology. You're a perfect target and set up with everything on cue. So do you think that this could have been some sort of weird psyops type projected image, let's say, of the being, or that that could have been a lighter than air, let's say, ship? I'm 100%. Just asking their questions. I would have my answers, but
100% that not only is that considered, but that's considered one of the most viable explanations to that evening. The problem is we can't prove it. And the other problem is I don't believe this was more of a hoax situation, because within a half hour we were right back in that field. Because now I'm thinking, one, something I didn't mention in the story, but the cousins, while we were in the field, in the middle, the cousins that he described that would, you know, be with him chasing down some of these objects came down to the cornfield. I'm sure they knew we were coming and just watching what we were doing. They were off to the side. We didn't speak to them or anything. And I kind of wondered, wow, their timing was perfect. I wonder if they had set up, you know, a little fake alien in the cornfield, and then we see it. There was a part of me, we went through everything.
We have Chase Kletsky with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ah, Chase, you do that justice.
Thank you.
There was the consideration here whether this was all staged for you. Now, you mentioned earlier that as it was leaving, you did get some pictures when the camera started working.
Yeah.
Now, what did they show, those pictures?
they basically just showed a couple lights in the sky. The best we could do with the photo and the analysis was they weren't photoshopped, they weren't tampered with, and just like every other friggin' light in the sky, we have lights in the sky.
Now, if this is a PSYOPS thing, how do they get your cameras to stop working?
And this is why we can't prove it. There's other things about that evening that only came out later in investigation, you know, through interviews separately. But once we had all that done together, you know, I didn't even know the other witness that was with us. I'm sorry, the other investigator. And the reason I don't mention her name is she's completely left ufology. A couple weeks after this event, she got in a car and left. She left her family, her home, her like everything, and nobody knew where she was for a long, long time.
Wow.
Now, and when you found her, because you said nobody knew for a long time, did she say anything? Did she give any reason why she did this?
Well, no, because I wasn't part of that. I wasn't real close to her. However, I will tell you that many people came out and investigated this case after. Many people had their hands in trying to find out what happened. We were all together one time, thank freaking goodness. There was a little Tennessee UFO conference. Travis Walton was there speaking, and we told the story for the first time, and everybody was in the same room. The other investigator was there, Eddie Middleton, Max Mitchell, everybody that was involved in that investigation was in the room. As we told the story, one of the questions we got was there any discrepancies at all between what anybody had to say for that evening? In front of the entire conference, the only thing that came up was we were all over the place when we tried to describe how high the triangle was. Not one of us was even close to the other. That was the only discrepancy in the evening. But I didn't realize that the other investigator, from where she was standing in the field, never saw the being. She never saw it for whatever reason. I don't know if it was a flashlight. She was further. I know she was standing further away from us. So it could have been where she was running or she was already placed past it. But forever, whatever reason, we knew pretty early on that she had not seen that being. At the end of everything, it was just the witness and myself that saw the being. But she corroborated everything else of the evening. She just didn't see that. So this was right after the great flood that, you know, flooded Memphis to Nashville. And the waters had receded enough, but everything was still wet and murky and muddy. I could retrace every step we made. I could tell where, you know, we all turned. I could even find exactly where I ran into that other witness. What I couldn't find were any footprints, you know, leading, you know, say a fake prop of an alien in the middle of the field, nor could I find any evidence of a being walking up. You know, this case was thoroughly, thoroughly investigated. We went after it forensically, scientifically. But Honeypot's right. Right now, there's basically, in my personal opinion, in my mind, as a witness, not an investigator, there's only two things that could have happened. Either we were absolutely subject to that type of technology that I also know exists, which makes sense to me, by the way, or this really did happen. Because what we saw, that triangle, I don't know how they worked this, I would lay my life on the line that not only was that real, but that being was biological and standing right there. It was physical. However, I don't know what our technology is, you know. And the other reason it makes sense that I could be targeted for something like this is because my husband is active duty. My husband is a submarine commander, and I don't know if what I do is an embarrassment to the boys, but they couldn't shut me up, right? They're not going to be.
What does he think of that? I mean, do you guys have an understanding? Is he okay with the fact that you're actually getting involved in these types of investigations and subject matter? I mean, what are his thinkings about that? Obviously, he must be fairly okay with it because you're still doing it.
We've been married 30 years. I can tell you, he wished I rather like knitting. He doesn't like me going out to the events.
Could you just crochet something or knit some socks?
Right, or get into juicing or something else, anything but this. So, no, he doesn't like it. He's not a believer. He thinks it's cute what I do, but it makes me happy. And
he's also gone for 6 months at a time.
Yes, and unavailable even longer after that between the duty days and when they're getting prepared for deployments and things. So when he was fast attacks, definitely, you know, he was unavailable to his family 9.5 months a year. So the first 8 years we were married, that's how we survived. And I do think that's part of it. That's such a good thing to bring up, guys, is I think he realizes that, you know, I stood by really tough times. And, you know, when he was absent a lot, you know, I sucked it up because I loved him. You know, you suck it up and you keep the home going and you keep the family strong and all about dad. And, you know, I raised two boys. We raised two boys and they absolutely worship their father. I think boys need a dad and need a hero. So, you know, but I think all of that plays in, you know, he's kind of a golden boy. You know, if the Navy couldn't shut me up, and my husband, to his credit, has never once told me to shut up or quit.
You have two boys. How old are they, and do they have any interest at all in this stuff?
My oldest son is 35, and my youngest son is 27, I think.
That's
so.
That's impossible. You look like a kid.
No.
How can you have such old kids? You must have started pretty young there, girl.
It was. I was four. And but, yeah, they're older children. They do not – they're both active duty as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
My youngest
You're in a military family then, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, honestly, but my youngest – they're interested, but again, it's very cursory. Like the average person that would be going through and hit this, you know, History Channel and see an episode of Ghost Hunters or something, they would really like it and they're interested, but they're not going anywhere on the internet with it. So,
nice.
But my grandchildren, which my oldest is 13, and they love this. They know what I do and they're always asking questions. And, you know, everywhere I go on an investigation, been in the Louisiana in the swamps, looking for the Honey Island Swamp Monster. I've been in the coal mines of Kentucky, and everywhere I go, I pick him up something. So I grabbed a little piece of coal on my way out, put it in my pocket. So, you know, he just thinks it's really cool what I do.
It does tend to skip a generation like that. That's why Native American grandparents end up training the grandkids in medicine, information, healing, that sort of thing. Well, this kind of brings us to a question from one of our female participants at forum.theparacast.com, Sue. She's been a member of the forum for 3 years, and she asks good questions. And she's really excited that you're on, and she wants to know why so few women are or have been involved in ufology to date. And she's wondering, as a female active in the field, what do you consider your biggest challenges have been, and have they changed as your career progressed? And are there any advantages to actually being a female investigator? That's the first set of questions.
Chase, you'll answer those questions in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, a question on the table for Chase Kletsky, our guest this week in the Paracast with Gene and Chris. Go ahead, please.
Sue, thank you. Those are amazing questions, and I've never really considered myself a female investigator. I think I'm too busy and working, but she's absolutely right. It does come up every once in a while, and the UFO field can be, at times, kind of a little good old boys club. That's difficult. It's difficult sometimes. It's why I'm enjoying this interview so much. There are times when I'll maybe get asked to do another show, and I get the cute fluff questions. And the truth is I'm out here, you know, kicking doors just as hard as anyone else. And, you know, really digging in and coming up with some great content. And we don't get the credit sometimes like the boys will, and that's okay. One day.
Well, there are exceptions. I mean, you have, of course, Jenny Randles and Ann Druffel and Linda Howe. There have been exceptions, but it must be difficult for some people to get around that in dealing with you. I think way more women should be involved because number one, women tend to have a better bedside manner with witnesses. I think they have an intuitive sense that some guys sort of sublimate or don't pay attention to. I mean, there's a lot of advantages, at least in my perceptions of having women out in the field. But, you know, what advice would you give young people who want to get involved in this, especially women, based on how your career has progressed? What sort of advice would you give somebody, a teenage girl, for instance, with a passion for the subject matter that wants to get involved, besides dealing with the old boys club, which they're all dying off eventually here? But
you're right. It is an older group. I think the first advice is don't identify yourself as a female investigator. If you want to be an equal, if you want it, you have to be that. So be good at your job. Don't worry about being female. Get in there and play hard. That would be my first advice. My second piece of advice is don't try to break into a place they already don't want you. Meaning if you got a group of old boys, well, don't act like the guy to get in there. They don't want you and you're not going to be happy there. So, you know, let them have their space. It's okay. Create your own. I think sometimes, you know, I'm so busy working in my own yard, I don't even know if the neighbor's is greener. That's the mentality I really would like these girls. And the biggest thing, and we see this, I call it the Kardashians of today. Oh, God. You know, they want famous for nothing. Do not use your femininity to gain attention or think that that's going to give you any kind of credentials out in the field. It takes work. It's hard. It takes things, you know, time away from your family, money out of your pocket. And that's where you're going to find the credibility and respect at the end. If you're looking for attention, you can get it. But don't use that femininity as a tool out there.
Right.
Just be good. Just do your job.
Let me take you to another realm because we're past the halfway point here. And it's about your investigation. You've covered, obviously, fairly typical or atypical sightings. Certainly the triangle is rather fascinating. What about UFO abductions? Do you get personally involved in those, or do you hand it off to someone like Kathleen Martin?
I will take them so far, absolutely, and I'll help some of our researchers in that community, you know, vet the witnesses instead of just keep throwing them, you know, case after case. I do, but I also, it's such a special population. I don't think that just everybody, even really good investigators, it's a specialty. You know, our witnesses that believe that they're abducted or believe that they've had contact with things that are not supposed to exist deserve people with that professionalism and that specialty. Just like I would prefer people not try to collect evidence if they don't have proper tools. So that's kind of, you know, I definitely will pass on witnesses at a certain point when I feel like I've done them as much as I could. Now let's get you in a group that you're going to get better service.
That's a good answer. I think that it is a specialized talent, and it's very controversial, and I think accredited professionals should be involved. I've often said about my own personal up-close and personal experience as a young boy that I don't need to know more about it. I'm not that curious, and I don't want to, you know, maybe it's a case of pry and open Pandora's box or something, but if I ever did get regressed, it would be by somebody that had absolutely no interest in the field and had no connection to the field at all. And that would be the only way I would do it. Where do you come down on the whole abduction controversy? There's a couple of questions here that have to deal with that. And Sue wanted to know what's your opinion on the use, for instance, of regressive hypnosis as an investigative tool.
Absolutely. It's something that they would like to pursue. Like you, Chris, I've been asked at least 100 times, would I like to go under and find out if anything more happened that we don't remember on that evening? No, I'm good right now. So I'm not the least bit curious. I'm more curious about what happened versus what I'm not remembering. But I do believe that regression is a good tool, but I would also not use UFO people. I don't use UFO people for my evidence, my labs, my analysis, even my photos. I just don't, because I think it's like the prosecution trying to meet a burden of proof with only their witnesses. It's not going to happen, guys.
Right. And
if we're going to invest all this time and money into working cases, especially when you have people that are absolutely experiencing something big, you know, we have to do it right. It has to be done right, and it has to be done scientifically, professionally, with accredited people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, which kind of leads me to a question by Eric the Red. He doesn't post many questions, but when he does, they're good ones. And he's wondering, do you think it's at all likely that abductions are real? And if so, what do you think the best arguments are for thinking so? Where's the physical evidence that we all lust after that would be a slam dunk to indicate that high strange events have happened, other than people waking up with their, you know, underwear on or their bedclothes on inside out and backwards, that sort of thing? Where's the physical evidence? Where's the, you know, some sort of anything that we can sink our teeth into to determine once and for all that this is a real phenomenon and not completely psychological or somehow, I don't know, psychosocial in nature?
That is a great question. I consider this a lot because when it comes to physical testable evidence, there's not a lot out there. We hear about the implants, scoop marks, there's physical traces, physical effects, but I know what he's talking about. Where's the absolute evidence? And if we're dealing with a technology, when you're listening to the abductees, and we now have decades of witnesses, you know, that's got to mean something when you have so many people. And again, don't think of these guys all as, you know, crazy love and lighters. That's not the reality of who claims that these experiences have happened to them. It's a vast population. It's a worldwide population. But think of what they're saying. I saw these beings come through my wall. I was taken up and I went through my ceiling. If these are true, it's a physics we haven't unlocked yet. It's tomorrow's physics, and I believe that's where the evidence is going to be. However, I can't tell you how many times I'm frustrated as an investigator when I hear of an abductee saying that, well, they come through my door, and the investigator, I called them the next day, and they were at my house, and they wrote down what I said, but nobody went and, you know, wiped a swab down where the witness will tell you they came in. We have to keep checking if evidence doesn't look obvious. You know, for me, if a witness tells me that they saw a being come through their wall, I'd go right up to that wall and start, you know, taking forensics. I would, you know, swab it. I would try luminol.
Right. Whip out your blacklight.
Yes.
You become the CSI person to do that. Let's explore this further about investigating a possible abduction with Chase Kletsky and Gene. And Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You want to hear our second radio show after the Paracast? There's only one way to do that. And that is to join the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We offer also the ad-free version of this show, all for a modest subscription fee. Check it out, plus.theparacast.com. Chase Kletsky, Ace Investigator, how's that?
It's so great to be with you guys. This is a really good show.
Well, thank you. That's the way, of course, you win brownie points here.
Yes.
So this is something I've wondered about, too. We have all these reports of UFO abductions, and this concerned me, for example, just a couple of weeks back, we had Phyllis Spudinger on the show, and she mentioned analyzing Betty Hill's dress, the one she wore during that abduction in 1961, but there was no alien DNA on it.
But they had powder, the pink powder.
Okay.
Did she talk about that?
She covered a lot of what she did, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so here is the question I have. If all these things are happening, how many people out there are doing what you're suggesting, which is to try to take these tests, look for trace evidence?
Unfortunately, not many. And that is, it isn't a concern, but it is a problem. I believe, you know, as an investigator, we have to take personal responsibility. MUFON's not going to give you that equipment, but every chance you can, if you can buy one more piece. And I believe that if we need to scientifically prove things, or if we're looking for admissibility and to meet a burden of proof and do right by our witnesses when, you know, our phone's ringing and we promise them we'll investigate, we have to hone in on these skills. You can't show up to an investigation empty-handed. People expect you to do your job. You know, for anybody listening out there, if you have an investigator that's, you know, just listened to what you had to say, wrote some notes and left, dude, call someone else.
Yeah, that's an interesting point here. This is all predicated on the assumption that a UFO abduction is an external physical event. It's not happening internally. It's not someone interacting with something.
Right, right. To me, I wouldn't even touch a case. Like, I would not accept a case if I thought this was something internal. I don't have the skills or the background to do right by this witness. I would definitely, you know, send them somewhere else or recommend people that they can talk to. However, I do believe abductions happen because of the witnesses and, you know, there are things left behind. I'm not saying there's no physical evidence. We haven't discovered it yet. We have things of medical reports of, you know, women's uteruses being altered when, you know, not all, a whole bunch, but, you know, when 3 weeks earlier, you know, they were pregnant and that was documented. And now there's absolutely nothing left. Although there's some syndromes like that, case after case after case that
were. Yeah, they're rare. Right. I had a case like that, actually, that it was a missing pregnancy. And a stack of evidence. In fact, a comment by the obstetrician, when they examined her, it was like she had never been pregnant.
Exactly. Now, when you start seeing this being part of this abduction over decades, you know, women that aren't into the UFO phenomena, women of all different ages and backgrounds, all over the world. What happens when you take somebody in a village of Bolivia? What part of History Channel has she been watching? Nothing. There's trading machetes and sheep. Why would she make something like that up? It's, you know, so that's why I believe the abductions are real. I know witness testimony isn't something we're supposed to ponder and look at the preponderance of evidence. I understand that. But sometimes it's just overwhelming. We have decades and decades and decades of abductions. Betty and Barney Hill, oh my gosh, back in the early 60s, as a biracial couple coming out saying that they believed that, you know, they were abducted by aliens. Right? These were people clearly not looking for attention. Give me a break. That's crazy right there.
Now, the thing I'm wondering about here, too, and I think you maybe didn't understand what I was saying before.
Well, I'm sorry.
That something is an internal experience, which means it happened in their mind or they perceive something which doesn't have a physical presence, doesn't mean it's not real and doesn't mean there is no external cause. Do you get my point?
Yes. Are you talking more paranormal? Like
it would be verging on that. In other words, you know, it could be some sort of, I don't know, alternative timeline that they experience that they're somehow flashing on in this timeline. Let's say if you want to go with some sort of many worlds, you know, physics scenario, that would be one example. Another example would be remembering something, let's say, from some past incarnation. I mean, you could go down the list with various potential explanations, none of which would be seriously considered by any sort of academic or scientist for the most part. But, you know, there is a physicality to the phenomenon. There is a deeply psychological aspect to the phenomenon, and there may be some sort of gray area, sort of an overlap there that we as yet we just don't understand it. So it is a lot more complicated. The abduction mystery to me, I think just looking at where abduction claims occur around the planet, you'll find that there's vast areas that do not experience this to our knowledge. And there are vast parts of the globe that just, this is not part of any sort of cultural reality, for lack of a better term. You know, it's like seeing an alien gray. This was an absolutely American description for a long time before the media got a hold of it. And then somehow we started getting, you know, descriptions of these creatures as being like alien grays coming from South America, coming from Europe. But it started out as being almost exclusively, I think, an American description. So I think we are dealing with some cultural elements that really have not been adequately explored. At least that's my opinion. But let's move on because this show is really flying by, and I do have a bunch of questions here from it's amazing how many questions were posted just in the short space of time that we announced that you were going to be on the show. One thing that we do constantly cover here is the role of true believers in the New Age and how people that have sort of, you know, suspended their disbelief tend to drive the field now with these David Wilcock and Corey Good and Andrew Bisaggio and all these, you know, Serpo, all these incredible claims that have absolutely no evidence to back them up. And Eric the Red wants to know, you know, the uncritical true believers, New Age UFO cultists, and media sensationalists do serious harm to the prospects of UFOs being taken seriously as a real subject of investigation, especially by academia and the scientific community. With your experience of almost 25 years, what do you think should be done to somehow, ameliorate the damage that these true believer types are doing to the field? I mean, what can we do?
You know, that is something we discuss all the time because Eric's absolutely right. It's dominating. And even at conferences or the television shows, when you turn on and, you know, I call these proclamations. And, you know, if the theories of UFOs isn't controversial enough, let's pull in some of the other things. But, you know, there's so few of us out here, Chris, as you know, and Gene. It's so few of us out here that are really trying to attack this field dispassionately and looking to meet that admissibility and burden of proof. I mean, that's what drives us. How do we, you know, challenge the other part of this trending, you know, the latest trends in ufology? I don't know the answer to that, Eric, but boy, if you find one, let us know because,
God. Yeah, here, I'll second that particular.
Well, and then we have suggestion. The Kardashians, you know, it's this new Facebook, generation coming up that, you know, hey, I put on a black shirt and I got a cool pose. I'm a paranormal team now and I demand the respect of that. So, you know, I think, there's maybe it's to celebrate and not give them as much attention anymore. I don't go to those conferences. I don't speak at those conferences. There was one that I spoke at, and I guess I didn't realize that I was adding to it. But, you know, since that realization, I'm like, I will not do that. I try to keep myself in, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I try to keep myself in a group of people that are very earnest in meeting that scientific and public scrutiny.
Right. You don't like to get slimed just like me.
We will get slimed if we don't do our break.
Okay.
So before we get the blue slime or whatever color it's going to be this week, we have Chase and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.